Blog Talk Radio.
Angry Bastard Radio.
Right about now.
Back in the day, Wednesday mix, 4GQ6 is on the motherfucking middle. This is the original. I want to rock right now. Come on, baby.
You ready now? One, two, three, get loose.
takes two to make a thing go right. Angry Bastard Radio, how are y'all doing this morning? Actually, this evening, I should say. It's your boy GQ holding it down, Angry Bastard Radio. Hit us up at myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. Also, hit us up at Angry Bastard Radio on the search bar and Facebook. Go to Facebook, Angry Bastard Radio. And on the search bar, add us, or go to GEE space QEW and hit me up on my Facebook. Also, we have Twitter, but who really fucks with Twitter anyway? Tonight's episode is about back in the day, mixed back in the day cartoons, back in the day commercials. Just back in the fucking day, period, and how can you tell whether you're ghetto? Now, you can be a fucking trillionaire and still have ghetto tendencies. You can be broke as shit and, of course, be ghetto. You don't have to be broke or fucking rich, you know what I mean, handsome, ugly, fat, skinny. You don't have to be any of those to be ghetto. Like, I'm going to throw one out there real quick. Say you have a bottle of Listerine, right? And you use all the Listerine now, right? And you bought that Listerine December of last year, and it's now April of 2010. In December of 2009, you got it. In April of 2010, you still have the bottle empty, laying on the sink. Yeah, that's some ghetto shit. Like, throw that shit away. Other people will be like, that's being dirty. In my mind, in my brain, I feel as though that's being ghetto. I thought it was real ghetto. Like, just throw that shit the fuck out. I just start sitting here. Another ghetto point of view. You drink some orange juice. And you only drink enough just to the point where it has a little sip, a little sippage of orange juice. Not even enough to fill the fucking bottom of the cup, but just enough to pour out. And you don't finish it, you just put it back in the refrigerator. So a nigga like myself, I just woke up like, orange juice. And I empty it, and it's a drop. That's being ghetto. Let's throw that, let's finish that and throw it the fuck out. Can we do that, please? Can we please do that? You can be a millionaire and bought that orange juice and did the same thing. Yeah, I don't want to be the last one to finish the orange juice. That's how motherfuckers think. They don't want to be the last to finish the fucking orange juice. So we're going to talk about all types of shit like that. Like, I'm in my casa right now, and the painter was supposed to come around and paint my fucking walls. But I still got spackles here, spackles there, spackles here, spackles over here, spackles over here. Like, what the fuck is going on? You want me to pay my money on time, but why the fuck you can't do service on time? Some ghetto shit, like, don't write notes on my wall talking about, oh, yeah, we're going to come back on the 21st and finish the job. But it's now the 21st, the night of the 21st, and my painting ain't done. What kind of shit is that? You know what I mean? So it's just amazing what the fuck is going on here. So it's like a whole big dilemma. I mean, luckily I'm off Friday, but it's just a whole big mess up. Like, damn, what the fuck? Now I gotta wait until these motherfuckers get here. So I gotta let motherfuckers stay at my mom's crib until my shit gets together so I can bring motherfuckers back to the crib. You feel me? And y'all niggas know, y'all know what I'm talking about. And just because we say the word nigga a lot, or I say I'm not that type of nigga or whatever, I'm not necessarily saying it in like a color thing, like, oh, he's a nigga. So, nigga, come pick my guy. I'm not talking like that. That just happens to be in my vocabulary, you know what I mean? But, I mean, you know what? I'm talking about a lot of other ghetto things until I get to the switchboard. Put some background music on so we can have this show. And have motherfuckers call up. I'm playing another ghetto thing. You just got to fry some chicken, right? Or some french fries. You start to eat. And when it's time to go, you know, clean your sink out, you know, your plates and all that shit, that pot that you cooked it in. Instead of throwing the fucking oil out, or leaving it in there, so that next time you cook it already be in there, no. Ghetto motherfuckers get like a coffee pan, a coffee can, or a jar, or an empty like an empty butter bowl, and well, butter container, and they pour the oil in there with the chicken or the crumbs of the chicken, breaded chicken, or french fries. Whip it in there. Right? What kind of shit is that? And then even, we can take it to the next level. Same situation. But same with the chicken that you poured, like, you know, now you're about to fish, you cook some fucking french fries. Not french fries. You're about to cook some fish. Well, now you're using chicken grease that you... You're using chicken grease that, you know, to use it to cook on fish. Or you use fish grease, you know, shit that you cook, the oil that you cook the fish in, you use that on chicken. Oh, man. So now that your chicken fucking tastes like fucking tilapia and shit. Like, you got motherfucking fried chicken wings tasting like tilapia. Like, what the fuck is going on here? Actually, it's funny, man. Ghetto shit. And like I said, you can be ghetto, like cheap, pretty much. Ghetto is sums up cheapness. In other words, you can be cheap and be too lazy to get something, so you turn into something else. Right? For instance, you got a bar of soap. A ghetto motherfucker, first of all, a motherfucker that once the soap gets small, well, I'm not talking about Tic Tac small, I'm talking about regular small, like, okay, boom, this soap is mad thin, so, you know what, I think it might be time to throw this shit out. Nah, ghetto motherfuckers, if you're from the ghetto, no, not even from the ghetto, if you're ghetto, you can tell you're ghetto when you use this soap until it disappears. That's some real shit. And I'm speaking from truth, because I'm speaking from my life. I'm that type of dude, motherfucker. I'm like, man, fuck this shit. I'm using all this soap. Motherfucker, I'll use all the soap until there's no more soap gone in my palm. That lets me know, hey, it's time to, you know, get some new soap. Wiping my ass when I take a shit. I take the paper. This is some other ghetto shit. I'll take the paper, and I'll keep using the toilet paper until it runs out. And then, you know, when you got, like, a sheet or two on the roll, you got to, like, kind of peel it off. But it's not really considered real toilet paper because it's not as thick as real toilet paper is. It's somewhat ripped up or whatever. But yeah, that's some ghetto shit. And I've actually used the toilet, like, the carton shit. I wipe with the carton shit. Now, that's some ghetto shit for your ass. I don't think anybody does that. But you only do it when you need to, man. Like, hey, it's the fucking real world, baby. You need shit like that sometimes. Alright, I'm in front of the crib, so... my phone is dying and all this shit. So I'm gonna come up in here so I can sign in. It's raining outside. I mean, we're gonna get this shit moving though. You know what I mean? We're gonna get this shit moving. Gonna get this shit moving. Nah, I mean, what the fuck is all these motherfuckers doing out here? Now, y'all know damn well y'all ain't supposed to be out here. You all on a fucking table. On a table and shit. Straight up disrespecting the table. Oh, man. Got motherfucking missing door panel doors for the motherfucking fish tank. Cats are trying to eat fish. What kind of ghetto shit is this, you little motherfuckers? Oh, hold on, I don't want to step on nobody. Come up in the crib. Oh, yeah, there we go. Slide this out real quick. Watch your feet, motherfucker. All right. Got this up. See, what I want to do is I want to play a track so I can switch my shit over. Let's see. Who dat? But you know you got on, man. If your heat is cut off, so you got your stove wide the fuck open and it's on broil, or if you sleep in front of the stove. Yeah, that's some ghetto shit right there. That's some serious ghetto shit. You really need to fix that if you do that shit. I mean, it is what it is. You got to do what you got to do, right? And who am I to judge? But that's some ghetto shit. And you know it's some ghetto shit. Got 27 seconds counting down, people. Hopefully Fate is with me so I can just play a song before it dies. If it dies, I probably won't be able to play a song. It's an old school hit. Let me look for some old school shit. Nas, Cannabis, and the Firm, Desperado. Keep locked on Angry Bastard Radio. It's your boy GQ. I'll be back talking about more ghetto shit.
These involved on weed, condo seeds, seven keys to solve. Daily routine, speaking up for niggas who sling. Hand to hand on the street corners, claiming you king. It's time to lock this. Join with us, let the Glock stick up in the toxic. Only fake niggas drop snitch. Get your guns out. It don't take much for me to dumb out. Play one bout, lay your shit down and run south.
What's the cause of this shit? More statistics, deeper than the laws of physics. Malibu sand, the cause is vicious. Weed from 125, my whole crew live. A true desperado, one that never choose sides. Sympathy, just QB, an entity, stock exchange, top of the game, watch him enter me, images nothing, just obey your third, I blaze the purple haze, sit in the days, then display a verse, for those concerns, or just eager to learn, I speak for the firm, what's on and keep achieving the burn, fashion my riches, past traditions, like Olympics, pass the torch, flip shit so y'all can picture my thoughts, I'm tripping, it's tight hell, waking up, looking like Phil, 20 years younger, same hunger, same ice grill, genetically, formed grade A pedigree, born to carve rhymes, with swift tongue, help to set it free. Theoretically, peep how he blesses. Young and restless, guns and westerns, learning to connect with lessons. From cool beats to caps, niggas shoot back. It's a proven fact, 9-7's mine, y'all niggas move back.
Spending too many nights on the Henny, getting right. Breaking big fake spinny, betting against the friendly dice. I can't call it, it's going too good to spoil it. Tell it like it is, the raw should never be bought it. Too many nights on the Henny, getting right. Breaking big fake spinny, betting against the friendly dice. I can't call it, it's going too good to spoil it. Tell it like it is, the raw.
Alright, back to this old school shit. I'm gonna give you a double play in this old school shit. Make your old girl my old school chick. Smack you in the face, fam. pull your cards like poker cards, then poke your mom face in poker until she looked like poker face. Erase the tape, Dr. Dre, smoking on weed, barber chips, hey, hey, it's too smooth to seem like Sade. Move on and get through. Move on and get balls thrown at your forehead like Ludacris say. I'm just a smooth dude who's mad rude. Screw me now, screw you. Y'all niggas is butt doo doo. Y'all niggas is cheeks boo boo. Fuck with me? No. That's a no-no. Or maybe two minus signs like a negative. Call up AB. Get your face punched in consecutive. Motherfucking six fizzle. Knock a fucking spark out your ass and make you fizzle.
Mm-hmm.
Like a spark plug. Y'all niggas, this is grave diggers. Y'all need to be undug.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you already know. For show. Smacking niggas' moms and taking they hoe.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
For show.
The nigga G Quizzle. Chilling in the hizzle.
Is this like the rapping session?
Niggas is walking around looking like that nigga Mizzle. Nah, this ain't the rap game. It's more like the information. It's more like the info lane. Now 1-4-3-3-8-1-7-8-2. Shout outs. Holler at your crew. Motherfucking S Dizzle, G Quizzle, 28 minutes left in the motherfucking building. Angry Bastard Radio, back in the day, next Wednesday. Station, let you speak your motherfucking mind. Speaking about all time favorite music, cartoons, commercials, as well as finding out how can you tell if your ass is ghetto,
mm-hmm,
or not. We'll also be playing some of all-time favorite music hits. So sit back and relax and get retarded and get ready to go back in the day. Stop off by saying, what's good, Six Fizzle?
Yeah, what up?
I mean, I think we both know what the answer is to that. It's just that Radio Land. I don't think they know the answer. Even if they did, they're not prepared for the answer. So.
Nah, they're not. So we might as well just keep it to ourselves and let everything unfold as it should. Because I know me personally, I got soaked today at work, putting on this valve, got soaked, pants and everything. I had an extra pair of pants in my locker, extra shirt. I changed out of that. And I'm just getting out the shower from all of that bullshit of the day. So, you know how I'm feeling right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
How was your day, man?
My day was cool, man. My day was cool. I mean, it's raining outside. It's even better. I wish the painters would just paint my fucking house and stop playing games. But, you know, when you live in an apartment complex, shit like that happens.
Yeah.
You see, they do a lot of things, but they don't do it. My only worry is, it's like, I wouldn't give a fuck. But I got these little motherfuckers living with me, so it's like, I gotta scoop them up and act like ain't none of them there. Well, once work is done, I'm like, man, that nigga's come back home. I mean, it is what it is, though. Bop.
moms we calling?
I'm calling Fresh. Fresh's mom.
So, you know, I got everybody's mom's number in my holodex. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We could always touch that up.
Please leave your message.
Okay. Niggas ain't answering the phone today. But, got motherfuckers calling up asking what number of the show.
Who's in the building?
Hold on, here we go, let's see. AV Radio, we about to do a prank call real quick.
Mm-hmm.
So, We in the productions right now trying to do this prank call real quick. So, you know what I mean? We ain't did a prank call in a minute. So, we got to get a problem. We're going to get back to it. And that's some ghetto shit, too. Like, who does prank calls, right? Some ghetto shit. I don't give a fuck. So, let's see. What's Shorty's number?
Everybody stay calm, too. You know what I'm saying? Because, yo, there's a difference between ghetto and hood. Y'all need to understand. You know what I mean? Understand it, man. Before you fucks with it, make sure you understand it, man.
Yeah. Hold on, nigga. The chick that I'm calling, her name is Jen.
Oh, this is the same bitch.
Nah, this ain't the same one. This is somebody else. This chick is actually Puerto Rican. Alright. So his name is Jen. Boricua. Lives in Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Big ass. So that's something that you can kind of flow off over and all. And let it be known, like, you know what I mean? Fucking, she's from Georgia.
Georgia?
She got her on. Yeah, she's originally from Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go. Angry bastard, y'all about to win.
Hey, cut that shit the fuck out. All you do is eat food and sleep and shit. You ain't paying for that fucking food. Over here, hissing on who the fuck is over here. Put your ass out in the cold and the rain.
I'm sure everybody's wondering who the fuck he's talking to.
I'm talking to my mother's cat. My mother's cat's hissing at my cat.
He's talking to his grandma, all right? Because she owes him some money, and, you know, he's a little salty that she hasn't really come up off that yet. Knowing she got her Social Security and her pension, she still hasn't managed to, like, you know, pay him back. But she finds her way to fucking bingo every Monday night. So, you know, we'll see what's up. What's her name again?
Jen.
All right. Jen, what's up, Mama? I'm going to keep it smooth, don't watch.
Yeah.
Yo.
Hello?
Yo.
Who's this? Yeah.
Jen.
Who's this?
Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Yo, who's this?
Turn down your TV. I can't really hear you. Turn down your TV, please.
Who's this?
This is Chris. Can you please turn down your TV a little bit?
Chris who?
Hello? Hello?
Can you hear me?
No. Can you turn on the TV?
I can't. It's not my TV. It's the band. What's going on? Who is this?
This is Chris. Ma, what up?
Chris who?
Chris. Remember we met? We were talking about, you know, what's going on. I met you like 2 weeks ago.
Hold on. I can't hear you. Let me walk upstairs. Give me a second. All right, now, run that back to me again. Who are you?
Is this Jen? Because I don't really have time for games.
This is Jen. Who is this?
This is Chris. Hello?
Chris who?
Oh, God. Tall Chris?
Explain to me. Where did I meet you? Where do I know you from?
I mean,
you called me with a restricted number, so I have no idea who you are.
Yeah, because I don't really like putting my number out there like that, you know what I'm saying? But I was just wondering what you were doing. Like, I don't mean to be disrespectful, but I was just wondering what was going on or whatever, because I ain't heard from you, you know what I'm saying?
personally, first of all, you have to explain to me who you are and where I met you and when did I give you my phone number.
Maybe I called you at the wrong time because, like, I could have...
No, I just want to know who you are and how you got my number. Like, I don't remember giving anybody named Chris my phone number. But my name is Jen, so I'm trying to figure out who Chris is right now.
I mean, you know what? Maybe this will help. My friends call me Six, right? My friends call me Six.
They call you Sticks, like Sticks in the Ground?
Nah. Like Six, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Oh, Six.
Yeah.
Okay, well, refresh my memory. Where did I meet you? How do I know you?
You know what? I know what it was. I told you that you was dumb thick. You know what I'm saying? I was like, yo, I like your style or whatever. And I was telling you I wanted you to come strip. You know what I'm saying? I was having a little party or whatever. I wanted you to come strip, and you was trying to kind of play high post a little bit.
Yeah, right. I'm not a stripper. Far from it, too.
I was wondering if you changed your mind or whatever. You know what I mean?
Wait a minute. First of all, like, I don't really know who you are, but I'm trying to, like, figure out where I met you from.
Stop playing stupid. Like, this is my second time calling you. Now you acting like you don't know me. This is, like, annoying, man. You know what I mean? Like,
wait a minute. You're not explaining to me how you know me. Like, for real, honestly, I'm not, like, I don't know who you are.
Listen. I mean, look. This is one thing I know. Like, I met you, I think it was, what was it, like, Walmart or was it ShopRite? Was it ShopRite? I think it was ShopRite. I think it was ShopRite I met you.
ShopRite? Are you serious?
Hello?
I'm here. Hello?
What up? So why are you acting stupid, man? I don't understand what's going on.
You met me at ShopRite? That's so funny because I don't even know who you are. Like, honestly, I don't give out my number to anybody, period. I'm not like that. So, like, that's what I'm trying to, like, understand, like,
so you know
put in my brain, like, who you are. Like, this is the first time I talked to you. You said I talked to you twice. I have not talked to you twice. I do not know who you are. And no doubt you called me from a restricted number. You called me from a restricted number.
You're not listening. I said I called you twice. I said this is my second time calling you. That's what I said. See, you're not listening now. So now
gotcha.
I'm starting to believe that you're about playing games, Mom. I'm not really with it. You know what I'm
saying? Games? Dude, yo, this is the first time I'm ever talking to you in my life. I swear I never gave you my number because I don't know anybody named Chris besides my son,
you know,
because his name
religious.
Is Christian.
I'm very religious, and I'm very, very offended. You're swearing now. Now you're swearing. I'm offended.
I apologize. I'm not trying to offend you in any kind of way because I love my God, so it ain't even like that. I was just trying to figure out who you was, how I met you, but honestly, you're not trying to kill me. You said ShopRite. Okay. So I gave you my number, or did you get my number from somebody else? And are you playing games on my phone like a little kid right now? Is that what you're doing? Like, do you know somebody who knows me and you called me because you're playing games? I mean, because obviously that's what it sounds like.
Hold on. Think what you want.
Excuse me. Wait a minute. Shut up. You don't even know me, though.
The question is, are you going to take your clothes off or not? You either are or you're not. Are you going to take them off or not?
Am I gonna do what? Excuse me.
Take your clothes off. I'll pay you. Are you gonna come to my strip club?
You are funny. Are you a stripper? Are you gonna take your clothes off for me if I ever have a party? Because no, I don't get down like that. Okay. I don't care how much you pay me. I don't get down like that. I'm not a stripper. I don't know who you thought you called, but I think you called the wrong person. So next time, figure out who it is you're calling and who it is you're talking to. And come at them in a correct way, okay? Because if you don't know who you're calling and you're talking some old shit like that, that's little kid, that's high school kid, okay?
Do you have any idea what's going on? Yes or no?
Do you have any idea? Excuse me. Do you have any idea what's going on?
Absolutely.
Oh, you do? Okay. So what's going on? You tell me.
I mean, you taking your clothes off. That's what's going on. For a couple of dollars.
Nigga, you're crazy. I wouldn't even take my clothes.
Excuse me. I'm a businessman. I don't have time for these games.
Oh, you're a businessman? Well, if you are a legitimate businessman, like you said, then maybe next time you need to get the right phone number and call the right Jen, because obviously you got the wrong Jen, okay?
Hold on. Do you work at ShopRite or not?
Where do you work?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Look, even if I did work at ShopRite, you still don't know who I am.
I don't know who you are.
So that's the fun part, okay?
You know what? I'm going to have to ask you to have a good night because, you know, obviously, you know, you're trying to waste my time, and I'm not really about it. I'm about dollars, you know what I'm saying? I'm about blink, okay? I got to blink. I don't have time for this.
Oh, man, that shit was fucking
She's thirsty because she's staying on for mad long.
Yeah, she's staying on for mad long.
Are you banged?
She hung up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she stayed on for a minute. So she's definitely looking for some fucking attention or something. I thought she was going to bang a long time ago when you was asking about her name and shit. That shit was fucking hilarious. And this nigga, White Nose having motherfucker called up. Oh, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
White Nose having motherfucker? They should have never given you niggas money.
Fuck you. Hey, yo, man. Listen, let me tell you something, man. My fucking cat, man, I'm about to fuck that nigga up, man. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow.
Fuck away from me. Yo, get away from me, B. And you know what? We've been close. You know what I'm saying? I ain't been kicking his ass all over the place. So, you know, he feels a little closer to me now. Like, I try to get him away from me, like, scare him, and he don't be scared. He just be there like, oh, I love you. You know what I'm saying?
That's what he says? Oh, I love you.
Yeah. Nah, he fucking hugs up, rubs up on the pole. He hugs up on the pole and shit and fucking meows. Like, shut the fuck up. Who that anyway? Who that is? Who that, Ace?
Nah, that's Fresh.
Oh. What up, nigga?
What up, dude?
I said, what up, nigga?
I said, what up, nigga? What's good?
You already know what's good, man. Your girl pussy.
Well, you one incest-ass motherfucker, because the last I checked, my girl was your mother.
Oh, word.
So you wifing women up nowadays? Like,
is that incest? Is that what that is? Well, is that really incest?
I mean, just because you was born by that pussy don't mean you need to fuck the same pussy.
Yeah, you're right. But, you know, that's not really my style. Like, I gotta be honest, I lied to you that day when I told you that's what I was doing. I was actually with your mom, and I didn't want to tell you because, you know, it was around Christmas. And, like, you were wondering why you didn't get no gifts. She told you that, you know, they cut back her hours at work. She's really working mad overtime, but she was spending all her bread on you. So you're going to have to excuse me, you know what I'm saying? Like, I have to spare your feelings. But now I can let you know because you're a big boy now, right?
Big boy.
Yeah, man, I'm a big boy now.
Yeah. So it wasn't my mom. It was actually your mom. And like I said, your girl is definitely, her top is crazy, right?
Talking ass nigga.
Yo, man, this bitch on Facebook, man. Like, I'm trying to get at this bitch. This bitch is straight from Puerto Rico. Like,
yeah.
She's one of them Puerto Rican bitches where she says words and you look at her like, did you just graduate?
Oh,
not even graduate. Are you still in preschool? The way she talks.
But she can't talk English? Good.
Yeah, so it's like she fucks up on the words and shit.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's sexy to me because she has a fat ass, she's short.
Is she in Puerto Rico or is she in the States?
She's in the States, but I'm
sorry, I don't care how long you've been here. You in the States, you need to catch up on your grammar. I don't give a fuck, man. I don't care what kind of
dog.
You here for more than 6 months, bitch, you better learn our language, real shit.
Uh-huh.
I ain't got time for that shit, man.
Hmm. Yeah, but you Spanish, though, nigga, so you can hit them with that shit. Because a lot of bitches, they don't fucking want to talk English. They just talk Spanish or whatever.
Yeah, well, it's different if they're talking more Spanish. It's different if they try to speak Spanglish. You feel me? They're saying more Spanish words, but they're throwing some English words, but you know they ain't that perfect. That's all right, because I understand that you speaking fast, and that's what just comes up. But when you literally trying, and you don't make no fucking sense, just quit. Don't talk at all, but speak Spanish.
Yeah, because you're on this nigga 6'4", man. I know Spanish fluently. Me, I just know how to say shit like simple shit, like, I want some agua. Give me some agua or some shit like that. Or, si. And then they break into the speech, and I'm just looking at them like, okay? You know? Like, I mean, choke out. I mean, I guess that should give me slap, but I mean,
come on.
That's what it is.
Do what you gotta do.
Yeah, man, but this bitch, she's like, well, she's like, she's pretty sexy, but it's like, I'm trying to look at her Facebook, and everything at her Facebook is in is Spanish. So I'm like, what the fuck is the point of me being friends with you on Facebook?
Yeah, she only speaks Spanish. Yeah, it's weird, though. I had some bitch trying to holler, man, and her whole page is all Spanish. So I'm thinking, I'm like, fuck, I can't even talk to her because I don't know how to write Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking like, damn, how do I get out of here? I say, what up? She only like talks in English.
Son,
it's weird.
You know what I did before? Like, I was talking to this chick, right? And you know, I caught myself like talking to her in Spanish or whatever, like writing, texting her in Spanish. So, you know, she started talking more and more Spanish. So I was like, damn, like I'm starting not to understand what the fuck she's saying. But,
you know what, though? And you know what's funny? I'm so glad.
Hold on.
I scheduled the show. Because I was, you know what? It's originally over at 9,
mm-hmm.
but I was like, man, let me just throw an extra 30 because niggas came in, you know, Fresh came in, niggas started talking about some shit. Spanish shit. I was like, you know what? We might carry this on more than an hour. So I said, let me schedule that shit. And as I get done rescheduling this shit and adding 90 minutes instead of 60, Milky calls in. You know it's ugly.
I was texting on my phone to her, right? But then I was going on this website. The shit that she would write, I was on my laptop, so so what I would do was
you just type the shit in that she wrote, right?
I got a question real quick before I finish that. Why do women always ask you, what am I to you? Like, what am I to you?
I swear to God, I just got an email yesterday where she's saying, what am I to you? I just got that email yesterday. I swear to God, bro, that's crazy. This is like, yo, you know, I really like you, and I'm feeling you. I just want to know, what am I to you?
Mm-hmm.
Like, bitch, I don't know. I mean, you're the same thing you was 2 days ago.
Word, what the fuck?
You know what I'm saying? Like, what, something changed within the next 24 to 48 hours? I don't think so.
Yeah, like, yo, like,
wow.
I said this to a woman. I said, yo, why don't you just tell me what we are, and I'll just roll with it, because that's how it usually works. So anyway,
right.
I was texting this, you know, female, right? But I was on the laptop at the same time, and I was on a website that was translating. So I was typing what she said, it would translate it, and then I would type what I want to say, and it would write it in Spanish, and I would text it back. You know what I'm saying?
There's another way to do that, though.
What's the other way? Who's that? Hold on. Who's in the building? Can we get station identification, please?
Do I need to identify myself?
Not really.
You're doing right.
Do I really need to identify myself?
No, you don't.
You damn
you
right. No, yes, you do. You walking into a man's house, you better fucking identify yourself.
Excuse me?
True, but hold on. I mean, hold on. True, but, you know, that's for me to say, you know what I'm saying? But that's besides the point. Like, yo, like, station identification, you know what I'm saying? This AB radio, holla at us.
It's no longer AB radio once I come up in here. I hijacked the airwaves.
Wow.
Now, like I was saying, all you have to do on the new mic, if you have Word 2007, mm-hmm. all you do is copy and paste it, and if you hit translate, and it has every single language in the world. That's and it will translate it from Spanish to English, from Dutch to English, from English to Spanish, from English to Dutch, whatever. Mm-hmm. That's all you have to do. Go
that's
translate.
What you going to do now? Word what? Word
Microsoft
process?
Word 2000. No word. Microsoft Word 2007. They only comes if you have like Vista or Windows 7.
XP don't work. Windows XP don't work.
It might if you. I mean, Windows XP. Windows 2007 came out for Vista.
Right, that's right.
I mean, all you gotta do is fucking just right click the shit and it'll say translate right there. Like
no, but not on the Word 2003. No, it doesn't.
Mm-hmm. Who's got 2003? That's like 8 years ago.
No, honestly, no. Yeah. 2003 just came out. The 2007 just came out 2 years ago. Before that, all offices were still using Word 2003.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yeah. I don't like that music.
What? You're crazy.
I am.
Joel goes hard on that shit.
I'm crazy.
Yeah, this one boy, man. This nigga just got a BMW Beamer 745.
Just because the song came out, huh?
Nah, he just got it. He's 20 years old. He's not even 21. I thought it was somewhat amazing, because I'm like, damn, this nigga... 20 years old, got a motherfucking Beamer.
Is his parents rich?
He drew. Is his parents rich? Yeah, they do got money. I ain't gonna front.
Yeah, I'm about to say, because then what the fuck am I doing wrong with this?
Yeah, he's. And this motherfucker wanted Coca Cola. And I know he don't make no more money than me in Coca Cola.
Word, man. I'm about to be 23. I'm pushing a Honda Civic. This nigga got a Beamer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Something wrong with this picture.
Yo, somebody light up, man. What the fuck is going on here, man?
Yo, word up, man. Happy belated 420 to all my weed heads out there, man. So, my niggas, if you missed yesterday because you had to work, you had the baby for the week, you know what I'm saying? Right now is the time. To make
you
up.
Need to hurry up and go to bed. It's getting late. It's like 9 o'clock. You need to.
I mean,
really
I got a question. Hold on. I got something to say about that, Fresh. What if you got your baby, man? What if y'all together, man? Why you automatically gotta make it to be the father as a non-custodial parent, B?
Like he's the babysitter.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying
you know
like that. I'm just saying if you got the baby for the week, you know what I'm saying? Trying to find yourself.
What do you
some
mean you
time.
Have the baby for the week? That doesn't even sound right. That's like me saying, I got the kids for the weekend. I can't come out.
Okay.
Some of that information just doesn't need to be added in. I don't have nobody to watch my kids. I can't go. Why does it have to be, the kids are a burden or something?
No, because if I got my kids, I want to spend every moment with my kids.
You're
and when I don't have my kids, I like to do it big. But if I got my kids with me, I'm going to make sure my time is dedicated and devoted to them.
Don't try to clean it up.
How do I clean it up? I can't help it. If I'm trying to be a good dad, shit.
No,
I don't like most niggas out there.
You sound like a person that is saying, somebody say, what you doing? Let's go out. You'd be like, I'm babysitting.
Not really. I wouldn't define it as
you
babysitting. I'd be like, I'm watching my kids. I'm hanging out with my kids. So if I got my kids on 420, I'm going to make sure I don't smoke and spend my time with them. My
Who
kids
are
more
you?
Important than Bernie.
Who are you?
Hold on. I have something to say about that. All right? I'm a father regardless. I'm a man first, and I'm a father regardless. Whether they hit me, whatever. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not knocking what you're saying. I'm just adding on to it, brother. Let's be clear on that. You know what I'm saying? Like for
Who's
me,
that?
I'm gonna be all like, I'm gonna do all of that. Like I'm gonna light up. I'm gonna be with my kids. What up? That's what I do. What up? If I'm in the streets popping shit, they with me. If I'm playing basketball, they with me. I'm skating, whatever, they with me. I'm walking on the block, they with me.
They with your girlfriend and her feet hurt, they there.
With me. They're with me. If I have my girl here or whatever, yo, my kids with me. What up? And I'm lighting up and drinking and all that and wilding out on them when they bug out. Yeah, I am.
But your girlfriend don't get to drink, though, because she has to be the conscious one. So she can't party.
You're actually going to have to excuse me because, you know, ain't no kids over here. You know what I'm saying? We can hold our liquor even after we throw up. We might throw it up, but then after that, we go.
No, you throw up.
Word. I feel you.
After that,
you're the only one that throws up.
I mean, they didn't know that until you just said that, though. So you want
to. Oh, sorry.
Playing people's business out there. Come on, what part of the game is that, fam?
Time to pull out that big old MTA bus.
I don't even know what you just said, but it sounded
good.
Put
it in reverse.
Word.
But you know, I'm with my kids, man. Period, man. Straight up. Ain't no weekend shit, because if they go in the hospital or something or they need me, no matter what fucking day it is, son, guess what? I'm in the fucking building. And don't let me have to kick a fucking door in and put a gun in somebody's face or some shit. Or wait for somebody. You know what I'm saying? Fuck all of that. I'm not with nothing, son. I'm not with nothing. Like, I'm not fighting, arguing. Don't call me for no stupid shit.
Yeah, word up. I feel that, though.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, this, you know.
See, I can't entirely, you know, speak on that behalf because I don't have a jig. You feel me? I'm just predicting in my situation what I would do. I can only, you know what I'm saying, right now, I ain't even think about getting, you know, no wifey type, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just assuming as a baby mother, if I had my kids for the week and my kids ended up, you know, coming over to the crib on the week of 420, you know what I'm saying, I really couldn't burn it down.
Hold on. Wait. You have no children?
No, I ain't got no kids.
Oh, what are you talking for? What are you saying? You went all
you must be, Mama, you mad late. I'm letting you know what it was I would do. I never said what it is I am doing.
No, you can't say what you would do. Listen, you can never say what you would do because you don't know what it is to know that you will die for somebody else and don't give a fuck about it. You don't know that feeling. You don't know what it is to sacrifice and rather go hungry than to feed somebody else. You don't know
that. I don't have, just because you don't have a kid doesn't mean you ain't been through them kind of sacrifices and had to struggle for your life to help somebody else.
Yes, it does. You don't have any children. Because
there's still other human beings.
You hear that shit in the background. Now watch your mouth, man. Say that, man.
You hear it.
Hey, yo, man. Listen, man. Until you have babies, man, you really don't understand. You're living for yourself. You know what I'm saying? Until you have babies, yo.
No, I fully feel what you're saying. I'm just saying, this is at least what I think I would do, you feel me? Because I'm always trying to be there regardless. So if I got to take a couple minutes out of my time, if I got to stop doing just to be with my kids, I'm going to do that, you feel me?
Of course.
Look. I'm going to still be me. I'm just like you said, I'm going to be a man first. That's me. But at the same time, if I can't light up because I got my kids with me, you know what I'm saying? Whatever the circumstances is, then I ain't going to light up. And I'm going to have to sacrifice that day, maybe do it the next day when I got more time to myself. But until then, I'm going to devote all my time just to my kids. You feel me?
Of course, man. Of course.
Very good.
Wait, what the hell are y'all talking about, man?
They don't know.
Going in on your own.
They don't know.
If this cat don't get the fuck away from me, son, straight up, so I'm going to punch this nigga right in his face. Son.
No, you're not. That's my baby, audience.
I mean, yeah, but he's an asshole because he's bothering. I mean, you know what? I should know better right now because he's just a cat, and all he can do is say meow.
Like, yo, fuck him up, nigga. Fuck him up.
And I know what he wants. He wants water or food, and it's mad easy to do that, but I'm going to fucking complain about it and kick him because he just wants food. How much of an asshole am I? And he's just a slave. He can't come and go as he pleases.
Do you hear this shit? Power tripping.
Actually, brother, you're the slave. is he can go and come as he pleases. When he wants to, when he wants nothing, okay, he just comes in the house and when he'll look at you, he'll look at you from the other end of the room and keep looking at you and staring at you and staring at you and staring at you until you say, "What do you want?" You get up, and as you get up and walk.
But wait, GQ, what's even funnier is he doesn't speak your language.
At all.
And you still do what
he wants. At all. And he walks. He walks towards the bathroom, and as you follow him, he looks at the door. Looks at you. You open the door, and he hops up in the sink.
That's right.
To let you know, yo, son, I want some water.
Yo, hold on. You think you're paying for that, but you're going to have to excuse me. You know why? Because I'm not the slave. I'm going to tell you why. Because I choose to do that for him. Just like right now, I'm choosing to kick him and come in the bathroom and light up. He can't come and go in the season. I can. You know what I'm saying? And the reason why, the difference is free will. Sure, when he goes out and he goes out and about when I let him out.
That nigga goes and sits on other people's porches.
Basically. That's what he wants. He chased his cat out of here. He fucking chased the cat out of here the other day.
And he has no claws.
No front claws.
Yeah, that nigga's tough. That nigga's like my cat.
That's how you know he's not pussy, because he doesn't have any front claws. And no cats come back here on no violent and shit.
Like, niggas, you know, it's funny because this nigga said that motherfucking cats would just think, oh, there's food out here. Let me just walk in this yard and eat some of this free food. August be right there like, yo, nigga, what you doing? You think it's sweet like that? You just come in the yard, you can eat, take a piss on my pa's mom's ground and shit. Like, is that sweet? A lot.
Mm-hmm.
Let me catch you around here. I'm going to get your ass.
He's so cute.
I mean, hey, that's how animals are, man. Like, my animals, man. I told this nigga 6'4 many times.
Yeah.
And like, it's like, I wake up, and these niggas
kids
is looking at me like, yo.
He got four kids. I have one.
Word.
You understand what I'm saying?
And these motherfuckers is looking at me like, what's up, man? My bowl's a little empty over here. Like, can I get, like, can I get some food in it?
Mm-hmm.
Like, word up. You got niggas that's like, what? No food? And you ain't gonna clean my pan? I bet. I got some waiting for you when you come home. As soon as I come home, on the second step, is a shit ball. And I'm mad, because, like, yo, this nigga took a shit on my floor. And when I go up there to whoop his ass, he knows exactly who it is, because he's the one that, as soon as he sees you, runs underneath the sink, so you can't dig back there and get him. Is it his fault that he shit on the floor? No, it's my fault. Because I was too lazy to be a slave and kick his turds out. And you have a clean litter box, you can shit now. And his bowl was empty and he had no water. I'm wrong for that.
Even though he runs, he still made you his bitch.
Exactly. Like, oh, my shit on the floor, yeah. And you know what? You ain't going to ignore it. You're going to pick it up.
And guess what? You're going to pick it up because I don't have any fingers.
Yeah, even if I didn't have fingers, I still wouldn't pick it up.
And I'm going to sit here and lick my ass, and guess what? You're going to just...
Yeah, you're going to pick my shit up.
I'm going to lick my ass, I'm going to take a shit, not use any tissue, and then come get in your bed and lay on top of your bed.
What hurt? Disrespect the shit out of your bed. Get my head all over your bed and shit.
Yes. And then go dance and then go step around in dirt and in the litter box, shit and piss in it, step out of it and go walk around your house like that.
Word.
Yo, get rid of them. Get rid of all of them. They're all out. All fucking domesticated animals. They're bad news.
Word. These niggas sitting around the house like, I got it made, man.
And then
I just lick my ass and eat food.
Yep, and they cough up a hairball right on your floor. Look at it and walk and keep walking past it.
Word. Yo, you know what's funny, man? Out of the four cats I got.
Listen, if I throw up in your house, I'm not going to throw up and just keep fucking walking.
word.
They were dead, the most nastiest sound.
Yeah. What?
They sound like they're throwing up another cat.
Word.
And then, like, hair comes out their mouth.
And then they just throw up, like, old-ass food and shit. Like,
right, and then they smell
mixed with hairballs.
And then they go, and then they just go. They take
no, I got some nasty-ass cats.
No,
my cats would, after a cat throws up, another cat will run
no,
to it and fight over the throw-up. Yeah.
No, they
do. What?
No, they do that. They'll eat it.
Cats are shameless. Yo, one day I was at your house, remember? And I stayed there, and we had I bought those 3 bags of peanuts. I bought, yo, son, those peanuts were like the best peanuts. I don't know if it was the Twizz or what, son. Them sisters were the best peanuts I ever had. Straight up. Because they had like, you know what it had? It had like sea salt on it. So the sea salt was rough. You know what I'm saying? It was like granular. Mm. Like, but it was, and yo, they were sticking to the peanuts. And yo,
you
it was
see what
mad,
marijuana does to people? They overanalyze.
Mad good. I mean, it's not overanalyzing. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? But like, I opened the one, and I opened the honey nut, and I was like, all right, I'm going to say the other one until tomorrow morning, because them shits is on hit. My nigga,
you know how I know when he's high? Because I'll talk about something that I'm cooking for dinner, and he'll be like, so what did you make? And I'll tell him, he'll be like, He'll be like, oh, so how does that go? You know, he wants, like, it's like a freaking, like, erotica or some shit, like the novel that I'm talking about, and he's turning them on.
This motherfucker's cats. I'm looking for the peanuts now. I'm like, okay, there's the bag that I opened last night, and there's the other bag that I ate. Where's the other bag? As it turns out,
they ate the
peanuts? These motherfuckers ripped open an aluminum.
Yo, your animals are savage.
Yo, they're savages, guys.
Yo, my cabinet is locked up with two shoelaces.
What are they?
Because these motherfuckers
would find them in the street?
No.
Oh, because they.
This is
like,
fucking greedy.
No, you know, like, that's like feral cat shit. Like, they act like Heathcliff and them.
Yeah. Opens my cabinets, and I'll go to sleep, have bread in there, pop tarts, whatever they can get their hands on. And I wake up to walk in the kitchen with the bread bag hanging out of the cabinet with some of the bread laying on the fucking ground. You got a big bite mark, like fucking jaws took a bite out of my fucking bread.
What do you feed them?
Feed them cat food.
No, you need to feed them more food.
Word.
How many times a day do you feed them?
You know what? I feed them 3 times a day, but I was going to come back.
But that's your fault. They should be getting fed once a day. Cats are not supposed to.
Well, you know what? You know what? I'm gonna actually keep it real.
You're going to wake up and then niggas going to start eating on you.
Motherfuckers once a day when you get home from fucking work.
Yeah, I only feed them once a day. I just said 3 because I thought she was going to be like, oh, that's a problem. You got to feed them more than once. I only feed them once a day.
On my computer desk, please. I need my floss. The time is that I got a floss, right?
Okay. Oh, man, she has a scheduled flossing appointment at 9:16 p.m. So every 9:16 p.m. you floss?
No, I just gotta do it every day.
You can always tell if I'm a dirty nigga. Nigga that don't floss. What you flossing for?
You know, I've had people ask me that. How do you do that? It hurts. I said, well, you know, if you get your teeth cleaned on the regular, you don't have to go through it. It doesn't hurt. It hurts because your teeth need to be clean. Your gums are properly inflamed.
Your gums is about to fall out of that nigga's mouth.
I don't play with my teeth. I love my teeth.
The only teeth I actually play with is fresh is mom's teeth. And because she has dentures, so I could pull them out while she gives me a blowjob.
You know, if you floss, I remember one time I went out and got twisted. And I didn't floss that day because I just came home with the sleep. I was eating and stuff. And when I floss the next morning after I brush my teeth, that shit stinks. That should make your breath stink. Like, get that, that's dead animals and shit in your fucking mouth.
Yeah.
Get it out.
It be the shit in between your teeth, bro.
You gotta get that out.
Word.
And you know.
And where, are you talking about?
But you, we're talking about flossing. And you know, bad dental hygiene can cause heart disease and all other kinds of issues. Because you know how you have plaque on your teeth? Plaque grows in your arteries also.
Yeah.
That shit is not a joke. So what's that noise now? What's going on with that? What's that?
That talk over music.
What does that mean?
I mean is that we're talking. Oh, come on. I'm stepping on water. We got, you know, music that we talk over. So it's not dead air.
Oh, okay. Can you turn it off?
Nah, once you play it, it just keeps going on. Like, I have to go through a whole big ordeal, you know. Yo, Fresh. Yo, Fresh. I'm gonna get this nigga. Is that him listening to that bongo music? Hey, Fresh. Oh, he must be in his tribe right now on the beach, getting ready to pick up some of his family.
See, now, I'm about to get a place some food, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, nigga, that was an anthem right there. Y'all know what that is.
I'm ready to give him food, all right? I'm going to give him food.
Yeah, give that little nigga some food.
You
can take it.
You know what the best way to floss, in my opinion, because of the way my teeth are? I use the pick one with the floss and the pick at the end.
So my floss.
Then I use the satin, or the satin string.
Is that what you use?
Yeah.
Well, I'm very proud of you.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, Fresh.
You?
No, your mom's still, mopping at the Shell gas station on the weekend?
Fresh, you Zito, man. Fresh, you Zito. You Zito.
That's too deep?
You Zito.
Man, take the peanut butter out your mouth, man. I can't understand what you're saying.
Hold on. Let me remove your mom's nipple. Hold on. I said you are Zito. Z-I-T-O. Zito.
Oh, Zito. Okay.
I'm going to explain it to you. Yeah, son. That's that slang right there.
I know. Yeah. Whatever.
It is Zito.
Yo,
dog,
Oh, Lord.
I'm saying, though, but, yo, how's your grandma's doing, man? Last I checked, she gave me a Becky and a whip.
Yeah, it's time for me to go now, because this shit is going to go on for, like, 20 minutes.
Like, whatever. I mean,
hey, now what you talking about, my sick grandmother or my dead grandmother, nigga?
Oh, boy.
My bad. I actually had her confused with your mother. Your mother, that's what I meant to say.
Well,
I
hey,
just call her granny.
Your mother remember you to tell you to do the chores?
I don't know, but you definitely started, homie, so.
Yeah, fuck you, nigga. I was hoping you ain't catch that shit. That's not good. Ain't nobody say nothing, man. I thought I was in the clear with it, shit.
Nah, nigga. Yeah. Angry Bastard Radio, man.
Chilling with my buddy Light right now.
Yeah, your buddy Light look like Joel Ortiz in the face. Nigga look like Kid Cudi in the chin ass, nigga.
Holy
Drake,
alpha ass nigga.
Drake forehead ass nigga.
Man, I don't look nothing like that Canadian ass nigga, dog.
Oh, Lil Wayne in the teeth in there. The floss, nigga.
I love it.
Nigga, I beat his juice teeth. That nigga floss with a metal pole.
Y'all get proud, that's funny, dog.
So is your haircut, nigga. Tell your mother to stop taking your back up so high. That's
wow.
Definitely stole from my older brother, 6'4".
Yeah, man, I'm about to...
What you saying, he got a bowl cut or something?
Yeah, remember when you told this nigga, Beard the Kid, or Marcus, He's like, yo, man, tell your mom to stop taking. No, no, he told Ace that. He's like, yo, tell your mom to stop giving you a haircut. She's taking your the back of your hairline up too high. It looks like you have a little head.
Hold on, what are you saying? What are you saying? That she put the bowl on his head and then just shaved.
That's what you said. Are
That's
you
what
listening?
You said.
Damn.
What? Whoa, hold on, boys.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely, what's the problem?
Hold on.
Oh, okay. I didn't think so.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, as you were, boys.
I don't know about that, man. I'm a man.
I pay that shit no mind because you know what? It's all baloney.
Baloney.
Elaborate.
It's all bullshit.
You see that white dog shit?
What are you referring to?
I guess you
that white dog shit.
I guess you thought you had to do that.
What are you
I guess that was your ego thing. You know, boys. What are you saying, lovely? Like,
actually, now I see you talking to me. Actually, what that was me signifying that what the following statement wasn't referring to them. You're going to have to excuse me. I could have probably said it a little different. But, you know.
We could have asked you if you saw that white dog shit.
Thank you for explaining that. You know who's boss. Carry on. You may resume.
That's why you get the, yo, you know what? Come in. That's why you get. There's no arguing. There's no retort.
Why?
No retort.
Come here.
Good night. No, good night.
Well, allow me to retort. What does Marcellus Wise look like? What? Say what again?
Say what?
I dare you, motherfucker. Say what? One more damn time.
Where is it? Why you do that?
He's black.
It's broken.
Does he look like a bitch? What? Does he look like a bitch?
Good night, Lulu. You gotta go
home,
okay?
So why you trying to fuck him like a bitch, Brad?
Silence.
Yo, man, listeners, man, just for those that are listening right now, if anybody's listening, that's what's up. Thank you for spending your time with us. I appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? This is how real it gets. It gets realer, too. So, you know, just take your seatbelt off. Maybe the stewardess will get you a drink or something like that. And, you know, enjoy the flight.
What's the clicking about?
I don't know. Maybe there's a cop on the line recording what was done.
Possibly.
You know what they say, you can't trust Cubans.
Fuck you.
He's tight.
Fulfilling that head-ass nigga. Get the fuck out of here.
Yo, Felix the cat in the face-ass nigga.
This
you can't trust American black men either.
Oh, whatever.
You can't trust American black men either.
Oh, yeah? And you can't trust a grown woman nowadays either.
Why not? A grown woman can be trusted if she's a grown woman. If you're dealing with a full-grown female pretending to be a grown woman, then yes, you're right. That bitch can't be trusted.
Mm-hmm.
Difference.
And
like I said, if you have tits and a vagina, can't be trusted.
Nope.
You tend to be the most respectful woman out there.
Why?
You got something, real teaspoon, something in the closet that you never dare tell a motherfucker.
I could be trusted.
They say watch out for those, too.
Word.
I can be, though. I am.
Uh-huh.
I'm a good guy.
So I whistle him in the back.
I can't be trusted? Is that what the whistler is saying? Is that what the fuck you're trying to say?
Word. What is the whistler saying?
Nah, niggas ain't fessing up to their whistle.
Exactly.
To their whistle.
They're not that crazy. They'll whistle. Fucking retards.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you hear this bullshit. The fuck is going on?
Yo, Q.
Fucking yeah.
Yo, what time you got the show going to?
Right. Till your mama gets home. As soon as your mom gets here, I'm ending the show. So it could be now, it could be 10 minutes from now, it could be 30 minutes from now. Maybe 2 days from now. When she gets here, that's when I'll end the show.
You need to be specific. You need to be specific. Now, you could be talking about my mother or my baby mother, and which is your mom. So you need to be specific when you talk.
I mean, look, hey,
my baby mom is on her way home. She's on her way home now. You had better take it out of that trash because we don't want to have to ground your ass again. We're getting tired of this shit, dog. You know what I'm saying? I feel bad I got to lock up my only stepchild in the fucking basement every motherfucking night, right? I mean, how many times do I got to take away Call of Duty from you, dog? I mean, don't you like playing video games?
I'm back. I had another call. What did I
do? Ah, yo. This nigga went in.
Yeah, you I try not to get upset, but sometimes you be talking back, nigga. I can't deal with that. I might have to backslap your ass one of these days.
You're gonna keep going and fuck it up, though. Watch.
Yeah, he is.
Nah, I'm good. That's all I need to say. I don't gotta say nothing else. I just need to put my foot down, let them know what's going on in this situation. Cause me and my baby mom's your mother, we don't play that shit, dog. Just letting you know, we do not play that shit.
Mm-hmm.
I put y'all on hold for like 2 seconds, and I come back, and it's all this chaos.
Oh, man. Well, he's mad because we just exposed his ghetto side. Like, we just found out that he drinks.
Word. I can feel that. But, yo, hey, I'll be right back. What time you go? How long you doing the show for? Another hour?
Funny, because I told your mom that yesterday. Well, actually, like, a month ago, and I still ain't cut back.
Hey, man, so you got to
fucking go back. I might go back tonight, though, because I need somebody to go to the store, you know, get some Dutchess for me. So
get some Dutchess from the store. That is just so whack.
Nobody asked you. Matter of fact, go to the store and give me some Dutchess, yo.
I would never.
And you better bring back vanilla, too, because if you don't, you're going back barefoot, all right?
You think so?
Yeah, you are.
Don't get me twisted. Don't go there. You already know. Don't bring me into that dumb shit that y'all do amongst each other, because I don't find it funny. Don't direct that shit to me.
You're still talking. Now you got to pay for the Dutchess.
Words.
I got to do what?
You got to pay for the Dutchess now.
Yeah, you know your ghetto when the back of your toilet seat is always off and you know how to manually flush it.
Yeah, that's messed up.
Yeah. Nigga got a motherfucker a coat hanger in the back of his motherfucking
You know your ghetto when you don't have it. When you just have an air conditioner, you have just a fan, and the grill is off the top. Wait, like taking the fucking grill off was gonna make the room get cooler. I never understood that. I used to go to my friend's house. Like, why don't you just get an air conditioner? Like, that's dangerous. Like, what if somebody puts their finger near there or something? They're finished.
And you know what? I was always one of those stupid kids that did that. Like, I'll try to get my hands close enough just to touch the fan.
I used to sing to the fan and be like, Yeah, I could get my thing on in the fan.
Hey, yo, you know you ghetto if the outside of your house is just straight brown brick and your shit is like more than 3 stories tall.
What you say? You know you ghetto what?
When it's straight brick. Say that again.
Straight brown brick.
What's brown brick? Like a the regular.
The only color that the peas are. Like, that's the only. You can go anywhere in the fucking world.
Oh, yeah, and they're always that color. Yeah,
and
that's
true. And identify the peas.
Not really, because in Greenwich, Connecticut, they're like duplexes and they're not brick.
So what? It's like the people is ghetto or something? That's how you know?
I don't know. I don't know how you would really know. They got like rabbits and shit jumping around in their fucking mall when they're grass. I don't know. So.
You know, speaking of animals just walking around, A Fresh.
That was funny.
Yo, Fresh. Oh, he left, huh? He couldn't take the pain. Now, this was a serious question I was going to ask him. I heard they got, in Florida, he's got random, like you can just go look at, you can go check your mail and just look to your left and see an alligator looking at you.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
yo, girl,
it depends
I'm about to
on where you are, though, in Florida. They're all over.
Well, you can forget that. I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good.
I'm good.
I'm not messing with you.
Honey, run out to my car real quick and, I left my my laptop in the car. Well, you're going to get it in the morning. I'm not going outside.
Like, this is serious business here.
My luck, I bumped into an alligator. That's a wrap.
Just so he can go to bed.
What?
Kalia, go to bed. I'm not playing these games with you. I don't know what this is. You're
23
years old and you're
bad. Like these new toilets, man. Like, you just flush it, and as soon as you flush it, it goes right down. None of that, oh, the whole bowl has to fill over water.
Where is it?
And then it goes down, and nah.
I don't know what to tell you. Watch Olivia. Let's see what Olivia's doing.
Olivia.
I'm going to bed in like 20 minutes, and you're done. I don't know what to tell you.
20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You know you're ghetto if you got, like, all your underwear dirty. So, instead of just thinking, like, you know, let me go buy a pair. That's ghetto, too, but let me go buy a pair. You just wear them inside out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's
so
not ghetto.
The funky
that's
part.
To go out dirty.
Yeah, it is.
And rich white people with money do nasty shit like that.
Yeah, they do.
That's just pure nastiness.
It is.
Go on. Hey. I feel like I'm talking to kids.
Six four loves them ghetto. That's his favorite.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah?
And how do you know that?
That's his favorite.
And how do you know that?
Yeah, I think everyone in Radio Land likes to know how you know that.
Respondent. Liquitur, okay? Latin phrase, medical law, it speaks for itself. That's what it means.
I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about.
Okay. And, oh, they, all right, there goes my cue. That's the music, right?
Yeah.
not the cue. Continue.
I don't like it. It's distracting.
How is it distracting?
It just is.
I didn't understand if there was words going on, but it's just like a little beat.
Yeah, like, huh?
And it's mad low.
Mad
okay.
low.
Okay. All right, fine.
Stop playing games.
What?
Stop playing games.
I'm not playing any games.
Yeah, I know.
But that's actually a good idea. I'm actually going to do that next time somebody calls up and they're talking and talking and talking. I'm just playing music with words over them. I'm off.
No,
I didn't realize you were still talking.
Let me tell you, no, that's enough to make somebody, like, pause for a minute. Like, because when it came on, I'm like, all right, so what's going to happen next?
So what's going to happen next?
I'm going to close the door.
You know you're ghetto when you use but mispronounce these words. Amber lamps. instead of saying ambulance. Shrimps or shrimps. Instead of saying shrimp. There is no S on the end. Damn, I was about to fuck it up. I guess I am ghetto.
I wouldn't say that's ghetto. I would just say that that's poor grammar and ignorance and illiteracy.
So what about Pacific versus specific?
Specific?
Yeah. Were you
There's
supposed
no
to
A.
See, that's me. That's me. It's Pacific. Well, I pronounce it as specific. Pacific.
No, it's specified. So it's specific. It's no A.
Yeah, but I know. I just... I got some fucking ignorant piece of shit. I don't know if it is.
Who is that guy talking to?
Huh?
Who's that guy talking to?
That's six. I don't know. Who's talking
I know.
To.
Like, who is he talking to? What's going on over there?
The person that was talking to me.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you talking to? That's what's
some
important.
Some people on the radio.
Some people on the radio? All right.
Oh, shit. Now, this is some real fucked up. This is some racist shit right here. Said, you know you're ghetto when you drink these ghetto beverages. Yoo-hoo, malt liquor, the heathen treat, sugar water, Fanta, orange, red Kool-Aid, red dog, anything's red, 99 cents a gallon, anything, Tab, Fresca. First of all, white people drink Tab, but Tab, Fresca, white people drink Fresca too.
They drink Fanta,
huh?
Too. And they drink Fanta. And they drink Yoo-hoo. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I don't drink no fucking you. Get out of here. Water ice, strawberry soda, pineapple soda, cream soda.
Mm-hmm.
You know your ghetto up is a rare window of your car is filled with stuffed animals.
Not really.
You know your ghetto if you have a crack across your front windshield and you never... bothered getting it fixed.
Not really. You know you ghetto.
I can't front.
If your shoes cost more than motherfucking
outfit.
Nah, and your kids look like shit.
If you gotta work more than a week or more than fucking whatever, an hour, whatever, to get a fucking pair of shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. No, stop. Wait a minute. Hold on a minute. Calm down. First of all,
Ain't nobody hype.
All right, but listen. That's not ghetto. Because I, for one, when I see a pair of shoes that I want, I'm not going to go when I get paid and spend $300 on some shoes or a pocketbook. I'll wait. So why can't I work a week or two, you know, and then get my shoes? That's
you
not ghetto.
That.
That's smart. But see,
no,
I don't buy cheap shit.
What
so.
I'm saying to you is, even if the shoes are $1,000 or $1,500,
$1,600. So why is that ghetto? If you have to work
more than a month to buy those shoes, and you still live in an apartment?
Unbelievable. So, what are you saying? I'm ghetto?
Who said that?
Because I don't think that's ghetto. I think that's smart. I think that's smarter than going and spending your whole paycheck and then you can't take care of groceries, but you have these nice Gucci shoes on your feet.
Yeah, that's stupid. That's just, what is that?
So, wouldn't it make more sense that when I get my paycheck, if I see, like I just bought these Gucci sandals, if I see them and they're $700 and I put away $250 here, $100 there, another $250 and then on the third.
That's
so that's the same thing though. If I got to work over a month to get them, then what's the problem?
I mean, because you're working over a month to get something with your name on it when you don't own a fucking thing. That's why. That's what makes you ghetto. It's not the act of buying it or even how long it takes you to accumulate the amount of money it takes to purchase the item. It's the fact that you got some shit on your feet that cost more than you actually.
Listen, I got some pretty fucking feet, and I'm gonna wear pretty shit
oh,
on my
God.
Feet.
Now we're talking about your feet. Mm.
And that's just what it is.
I dig it.
Dig it like a shovel. That's what it is.
I always do.
Whatever.
We all know what whatever means. That means I win. For the men out there, if you're listening, when a woman says whatever to you, that means you win. Not that it's a challenge or anything like that, but you're victorious because she's attempting to rape you. You don't realize it. All right? When a woman...
What?
When a woman talks to you, not that.
What is this guy talking
not
about?
Not that. That's what you're doing. I'm just. This is a little segue. Just stay with me on this one. All right. She is attempting to verbally rape you. That's a form of rape, and you have the right to say no. You have the right to say no, and she has to respect it. If she doesn't respect it, and she forces herself on you, like let's say you try to walk away, and she's behind you, raping your ears, that's rape. You should call your authorities, all right, because it's very serious. She's attempting to rape you, all right? She's taking your ears hostage, and I, for one, refuse to stand for it.
Mm-mm-mm.
Let's just keep that in mind. So like you were saying.
You're terrible.
Oh, you wasn't paying anything?
Huh?
With GQ bailed out?
Did he?
Oh, boy. What's happening here?
I don't know. I don't know what's happening here.
I mean, but see, you also gotta understand, there's like a mixture between being ghetto and just being plain up, how can I put it?
Responsible?
Yeah, responsible. Like, for instance, you have a, let's see, what cars out there nowadays I see on the road? All right, you have an Infiniti.
I got one.
You got an Infiniti?
Yes.
You got an Infiniti, right?
I got one a month ago.
G35 Infiniti, right? With 22-inch rims on them.
I got
22-inch rims.
I got 19.
Go, sorry. All right. 22-inch rims. And Maverick, no, let's step it up. 26-inch rims, big boys. So your car's sitting up. You got tinted windows, a whole 9 yard, system, all that shit, right? When you get out your car, you got the freshest gear on. You got, you know, a nice little chain piece, a Jesus piece or whatever, iced out, this and that, yada, yada. You're so right then and there, I'm like, that thing is living large. But when you go home from being outside and perfing and all that shit, you go home to your mother's house.
But what about people
actually,
that I know?
And you actually sleep on the couch.
But what about people that I know? Women? No, it's not. I don't even think it's
so. You balling, but you live at home with mommy on the couch.
I think it's sad.
I don't understand if you got your own spot, like you live in a house where it got like 3 levels and your bathroom and your living room and your kitchen. That's your house.
Well,
I don't care if it's in my mom's house. It's your house. But when you live in the same floor on the couch, but you got all this money flossing, like, what's going on?
Listen, I really need to say something. This is when you know you're ghetto, and this goes out to all these bitches that I know do this shit.
Let's go.
When they're driving around in their car with their hair fresh to death, and the kid is running around playing outside, and when you say, "Where's your mother?" and the child says, "I don't know." What fucking kid doesn't know where their mother is?
Yeah, you're right.
What type of mother are you? And then you drive down the block with all 4 windows rolled down, blasting music, and your kids, they've been locked up. Kings and go upstairs and pee if they wanted to, or grab a cup of water out the sink because you're is what you've done. You've let them just run around all day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're a ghetto bitch, and I've just exposed the majority of the listeners.
Exposed the majority of the listeners. Well, you know, I'm going to tell you some ghetto shit, too. You know you're ghetto, women-wise, when your child comes in the room and actually comes in the room where all the family's around, and she's, like, proud that she has a daughter, and she's like, go on, Tiana, go on, Tiana. Sing your ABCs. And as she's about to sing it, she sings the new Nicki Minaj single that's out. That they've been playing out all fucking weekend on BET.
I saw Nicki Minaj for the first time like 3 nights ago. I never knew who this chick was. Never heard her music, nothing.
Yeah, she's
like, this is the big stink. Who behaves like that?
Well, first of all, what I don't understand is this chick actually, come to find out, she doesn't, like, if you watch her videos, she has a large ass. But I just found out that she's one of the women that, like the white girls, like the blancas, they got the shot in the ass to make their ass better, bigger. That shit don't count. Now, if I meet a chick with a stuffy, I'm going to be like, yes. But if I find out later on down the line that you got shot in the ass,
but can I say something? But can I say something? This is what, no, because listen, what men don't realize, you can old boy all you want. What men don't realize is that big fat ass, if she's not exercising and taking care of herself, what is that shit going to look like 15 years later?
I'm not worried about that because I'm probably not going to be there 15 years later.
See?
I'm probably not going to be there 2 days later.
But the thing is, but here's the thing, though. A real woman knows that she has to preserve herself and take care of herself. So you can look like that when you're 50 and 60.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right.
That's just what it is. So everybody be chasing the chicks with these fat asses and shit, but what is going to happen when this bitch hits and she got potholes and shit in her fucking ass?
That shit is real.
That shit is not cute.
Well, that's one thing that's kind of...
Everything should not be shaking on you when you walk. You're out of shape, mommy. That's what that means. You have no tone to your body. Nothing.
That's a little... Like, I saw this chick the other day. Like, she had a serious diff. But I remember today. Serious diff. Like, she was Puerto Rican, well, Spanish. And so I like the mommies, you know what I mean? So I'm looking at her, and I'm looking, and you know how most men, you look like, damn, would I hate it? Would I at least get my dick sucked? Like, what would I do with this? And I'm looking at her, and I'm like, man, she's kind of big, but you know what? I think I would go in. And she's a mommy, too? Yeah, I think I might go in. So as I got closer, I noticed that she had, like, a slant type of diff. And I was like, oh, no. Butt in the front. Oh, kangaroo pouch.
I have a belly. I have a little tummy.
No, no. She had a damn a landing mark. Like, she had, like, a landing strip on her tummy. Like, it was ridiculous. You could land a helicopter on a fucking biff. Like, I couldn't do it. No.
You could have fucking land a helicopter.
Oh, man.
I mean, that's pretty bad. I mean, I don't know if it gets worse than that. You know? Landing strip, this nigga said, wow. I mean, you don't really got a big, like, you know what I'm saying? You know, you're not like a muffin top or no shit like that. Like, everything hangs, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
because I take care of myself, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that shit is, yeah, you got to take care of yourself. Because a lot of women, you look at them and be like, yo, she's thick. But, like, this is white John I know. She's,
and the minute her clothes come off.
In New York.
But see, listen, this is what people don't understand. When you walk, your air, everything's not supposed to shake. It's not.
Mm-hmm.
It's disgusting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, your back is shaking with your butt. Like, what the fuck is going on?
No,
that means that
you don't have muscle tone in your body.
Mm-hmm.
That's fat.
Mm-hmm.
That's nasty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's gross.
Well,
like,
you was about to say, that's another thing. Brothers, they'd be like, I want to show you how fat.
That's what I'm saying.
As soon as she takes her clothes off, you're like, whoa, what the fuck is all that extra meat? Where did all that come from?
Gravity takes over, okay, and it comes into play and everything hits the floor.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's not
it won't
cool.
be me.
I actually bust down a big bitch, and I wasn't too happy about it because it's like I'm busting her down. I'm like, well, whatever, the lights is off. You know what, whatever. I'm drunk, she drunk, whatever. Let's just make it happen. And it was good until I turned the back around on her back, and I'm like, oh man, this bitch is disgusting.
What happened?
So I went in, but it's like I went in again, just to like, you know, like, well, maybe if I go in again,
what's
wrong with
her back?
It's like I can smell butthole.
Oh my
like,
god!
I can smell open butthole. Like,
wait,
I was
no,
like,
no,
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 whoa, whoa,
no,
whoa,
whoa,
whoa, whoa, what happened, son?
You're lying. So wait, stop.
I lied to you not.
What?
I lied to you.
Anything out.
Hold on, you said what?
I said that I bust her down again and I can smell open butthole.
Let me ask you a question now, because this is what I need to know. When
that shit is disgusting, God. Oh,
can you listen? Can listen? Be quiet, because I'm trying not to yell.
Yo, don't tell me to be quiet, all right?
Okay. When you first fucked her, right? Did
mm-hmm.
you didn't smell anything then?
No, I think when she got started getting sweaty, her butthole just exposed that.
No. That's not possible.
No, he smelled it beforehand. He just overlooked it.
Yeah, I just tried to ignore it.
You did.
Yeah, I did overlook it. The second time, I really smelled it. I'm like, oh, man, you got to go home.
I can't believe her that she would expose herself like that.
Open butt.
That's crazy. That was sick, man.
Oh, shit.
Y'all was sick.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I was like, never again. I'm good. And the thing about it, I was like, damn, man, ain't nobody answering the phone.
Mm-hmm.
My one boy like, yo, man, you ain't got no jobs, I got some girls. And I'm like, yeah, but I don't want to call her anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, nah, I couldn't do it, man. I was actually thinking about it. That's the nasty thing about it. I'm like,
that's the thing, yo. I'm really disappointed in you. Like, I really don't.
Word.
What
is that?
Yeah, everyone catches an L. You know what I mean? That was my first L. Actually, my second. You know, but.
Nigga said, actually, my second. What was your first, nigga?
This one chick way back in the fucking day. I'm talking about the 91.5 days.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about like 10 years ago. 29 now? Yeah, when I was 19. Yeah. Big John. Like, she wasn't that big, but she was, wait, which one? Yeah, Big John. She was somewhat big, but she wasn't that big as this one. Like, this one was kind of not huge, but heavy.
I don't like how you're using this big word, because
yeah,
I'm a big girl.
Yeah, you spreading it around a little bit too much, man.
Because I'm a big girl.
No, you're not.
No, but you're beautiful. You're a beautiful big girl. she's a nasty big girl. Like, it's a difference.
I mean,
like, she smells like buffalo
you're
sauce.
You're not really a big girl, though. You're like fluffy, you know what I'm saying?
Fluffy.
Yeah,
nah, you're like thick.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah,
but, I mean,
yeah, thick, sexy thick.
I'm not tiny, though. So you have to be careful.
I mean, no one wants tiny. Nobody wants tiny. Like, we need some thickness,
man.
Well, but this chick, like, she, like, you have, like you're curvy. Like, you're thick and curvy.
Mm-hmm.
She was just like, if I took an ice cream scoop and, like, scooped up some ice cream up and just threw it on the plate. Like, three scoops on the plate. That was her.
Slopping.
Like, she's looking like a snowman,
but
only wider.
But just know this, and this is what men need to encourage women to do if they can't do it. If they need to understand that the only reason why I'm curvy and I'm not sloppy is because I take care of myself.
Mm-hmm.
Because anybody could turn to be sloppy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm like, women don't realize how serious that shit is. After you turn 25, you have to work on your shape. That's just what it is for the rest of your life. You can't eat whatever the fuck you want whenever you feel like it. You just can't be doing that nasty shit. You know, every now and then it's fine, but just get up and go run. Go run.
You right. Word. Well, we got 90 seconds, people.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So then what happens?
So,
I don't get invited here anymore.
She just left. Like, I was like, it's nice seeing you. She's like, I'm not going to. She's going to, like, all right, you know what? I'm not going to use the word big. I'm going to use the word that you're not. I don't think you're big either, but.
Mm-hmm.
She was one of those nasty, fat bitches.
Mm-hmm.
Like, one of them fucking, like, no self-esteem and shit. That's what I mean nasty-wise, like, low self-esteem. Like, I'm that big girl that's like, look, nigga, I don't know. Fuck, I'm big and I don't give a shit. If you got a problem, then you can step off because I don't give a fuck. I love to eat and I don't give a shit. This is me.
Hey,
I give you all the applause. Like, that's what's up.
That's right.
But this chick, she's like, I guess you're not going to call me anymore. Okay, well, I guess I'll just be prepared not to be called again. And I'm like, come on, I'm going to call you.
That's sad.
I mean, did you call her again?
Yeah, I did actually, but I didn't get nowhere because I was kind of disgusted. I had to look at a picture. I had to look at a picture again to be like, oh no, 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 no.
Yeah, no good.
Can't do it. No bueno.
No, no good, man.
So you know.
Damn.
What is your take on
fake hair?
No good.
Did you ever give me your Facebook?
No good at all.
Huh?
No, she's not going to give it up.
Give up what?
Your Facebook.
Why?
Told you.
Why not? Why wouldn't I?
I mean, say what it is so the people can know. You know what I'm saying?
What are you talking about?
She's lost in the sauce.
He's talking riddle. He's talking that dumb shit. What?
No, what you're saying is you might not want to throw your Facebook out there because we're live on the radio.
Oh, no.
Radio Land will be like,
it'll be all too
happy to see me. Uh-huh. I want to give a big shout out to all the Border Eagles out there drinking coconut juice right now and making mango salads. It's with cantaloupe.
This guy is crazy.
Oh, man.
So
died. They all died. Well, it's not live anymore, but it's still recording. So.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Interesting.
He died.
Die. You know your ghetto if you hear or say any of the following phrases.
Mm-hmm.
Can I get those 7 digits? Right about now, we're going to slow it down just a taste. 1, 2, 3. Is you married? Nah, that was corny. And I wasted my time. I'll never get that time back reading that bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
What's 10 o'clock?
What? Yeah.
Tomorrow's Thursday. I'm not moving my car tomorrow.
Yeah, was it some holiday?
No, it's just a pain in the ass because I'm really like, driving's not all that as I thought it would be. Very annoying, actually. The only good thing about it is that I can get up and go when I feel like it. But other than that, people are so mean out there.
Yeah, you know your ghetto if you call the Jackson 5 Jacksons or the Michael Jackson 5.
6-4.
I think the whoever made this website is a fucking racist piece of shit.
This 6 is about the 4th lane.
Yo, you know your ghetto if you ever took a bus to a nightclub.
Yeah, that's ghetto. That's ghetto. That's ghetto. But why is it not ghetto? But wait, why is it not ghetto if you take the train?
It's just public transportation in general.
No, but I mean, listen.
Yeah, public transportation.
Listen, partying in New York City, plenty of times
yeah.
I went with my girlfriends to New York City, and we go out and we take the train. That's not ghetto.
No, it's not.
That means everybody in New York City is ghetto.
That's New York, though, of course. That's part of the point. But it's not like people don't normally don't have that whole subway thing. So if we're like
that's true.
In Wisconsin or some shit, you're taking a fucking bus to the goddamn nightclub. Yo, if fucking the hangout spot is your local, like, Wawa or Kmart or in front, I mean,
yeah, you're good.
7-Eleven or some shit, like it's fucking Pennsylvania or some shit. You're fucking ghetto, man. That shit is fucking whack. Get the fuck from the front of 7-Eleven. That's not the hangout spot. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that shit is corny, like. I just see niggas, like, niggas actually selling, you know, your ghetto. You sell your mixtapes of your crew that raps. For 5 hours of CD, talking about, yo, man, help a brother come up, man. Come up. Nigga, how about you come up and take, how about you go up and take your ass to McDonald's and get a fucking job or some shit like that, nigga?
Yo, nigga.
He's telling me he's fucking mixtapes and shit.
That is his job, nigga. That's his hustle. That shit, there's a lot of that out here. If you was here, if you was living in New York or whatever, you'd see it wouldn't be nothing.
It's better than him not doing anything.
Word.
It's better than them not. Yeah,
you're right. So both of me, why I want to go inside, look at 7-Eleven, get a Slurpee. Nah, you know what I mean? You saw me, you watched me walk in there like a damn. You know what I hate? And maybe when I have kids, I'll change my mind. But it's what I try to avoid when they have like little Girl Scout cookies and shit. Cause they always they send these little,
yeah,
these little white kids over.
No, but if you have your kids disciplined, then my kids don't bother. I don't have that issue.
Mhm. Yeah, see, they have these little white kids singing these little chairs and shit. Like they got them right here. Say this to customers when they come in. Buy my Girl Scouts. Buy my treats.
I was a Girl Scout troop leader. Okay, I had my own troop for my daughter, but. They can't make them do that. And the parents are supposed to get in trouble for that. They're not supposed to do that at all. But they do it, but they're not supposed to. Because what happens is these people order so many cookies, and you're not allowed to take money until the cookies are delivered. And they get stuck with a bunch of cookies, and it's so messed up. Because when you order the cookies don't come until like a month and a half later. And then by then people don't want them because they get them from other troops that got them sooner. So the girls end up stuck with all this money, and when you don't, you have to give the council that money, and the babies only get 50 cents off of each box of cookies sold, and the box of the cookies are $3.75 a box.
You know your ghetto if on your eyeglasses, one of the the frame or whatever, you know, the piece that rests on your ear.
Are we gonna go through this? You know your ghetto shit for like.
You're fucking right. We are. Yo, the left side of the glasses is regular. The right side of the glasses is a fucking fork. That's some ghetto shit.
and the teeth part is holding up against the lens because you have some duct tape on it.
You know you're ghetto when your cordless phone, the battery, the piece that holds the battery in fell off and you got a rubber band tied around it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. Yeah. I thought, man, go buy a new remote control or something. Nah,
hey,
bullshit.
Hey, yo, you know you ghetto if you got your TV antenna hanging out the window.
You know you're ghetto if somebody gave you $60 in your refrigerator.
Straight you said somebody what?
Leave $60 in your refrigerator.
You get groceries because they're hungry and there's no food.
Because they were hungry.
Oh, shit. Oh, you gotta be busting that motherfucker. Like, yo, hey, nigga, damn. This is what you need to put some food in there? Come on, I thought it was on, man. Try looking at this bone dry ass refrigerator of yours, nigga. Alright, what the fuck?
That's the kind of chicks this guy I know like.
Oh, boy. That sucks.
Oh, Lord. You know you're ghetto if you keep all your pots and stoves, I mean all your pots
you know
and pans in a fucking linen closet.
You know you're ghetto when you wear a fucking wig glued to your fucking head 5 days and don't wash. Like, how is that? How is that? Matter of fact, fuck ghetto. That's just unsanitary.
Mm-hmm.
That's just dirty. I'd be looking at chicks with weaves and shit, and I'd be like, I don't get it. How do you go weeks without washing your hair and being okay with that and walk around like you are just that bitch?
Yeah, and slapping your fucking head. You
and
know what I mean?
Slapping your head and putting pencils in there and doing all kinds of crazy shit.
Like, your hair is itching for a reason because you need to wash it.
You
I want
to
take that old ass Cabbage Patch wig off and run some soap through your nasty ass head.
Take that shit out.
What?
That sweaty, nasty, that shit probably stinks.
Yo, that weave shit is whack. That wig shit is whack. That shit is disgusting.
Yeah, I'm not really feeling that, man. I know a girl that has long hair, but she'd rather wear wigs. Why?
Let me tell you, my hair grows long, and I cut it off damn near bald, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
No, you ghetto if you don't have a computer, you don't have a desktop for you. I mean, a desk for your computer, so your computer just rests on three textbooks.
Your dresser.
You're on your dresser. Oh, man.
That's funny.
No, you ghetto if you motherfucking, you mix water with your mouthwash because there's only a little bit of mouthwash left.
Mm-hmm.
So you just add water to that motherfucker. So you got some extra spick liquid. Or you add water to your Dove soap dishwasher detergent.
Oh, well, then I've been guilty of being ghetto a bunch of times.
You know you ghetto if you got credit at your local 2-4.
At your will?
Mm-hmm.
At your local store. You know you ghetto if you run out of soap, so you wash your ass with dish detergent.
Yeah. Definitely.
You know you're ghetto if you wash the dishes with laundry detergent.
I know somebody that did that before, and I was looking at them like, I will never understand that shit right there.
Why your plate smell like a pair of jeans that finally came out the fucking wash machine, man? What the fuck is going on here?
Mm-hmm.
Not like Bounty and shit.
Last week, nigga.
You did a shit last week?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Right. You gotta do what you gotta do, dog.
I gotta take this call. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all that is your local beauty salon talking about they want their wig back. You had it on too long.
He's had it for longer than 5 days. Oh, shit. So tomorrow, man, we're going to get it popping from probably from like 8 p.m. to 9-ish, maybe 8 to 10. We're going to talk about, it's Thursday, so we're going to talk about Tasty Thursdays, some shit like that. Get into the sex topic, talk about different sexual positions and whatnot, and, you know, shit that's jumping off. And right now, I got this sexy, what do you call it, hitting me up. Shorty said, yo, six. Shorty said, you know you ghetto when your ass is at the club while you don't even have money to get milk for your kids in the AM, hoping some dude will take you out. It's hoping some dude will take you out to... Huh?
That's just a slut.
Hoping some dude will take you out to BF so you can give the leftovers to your kids. Yo! I'm going to read that back, angry bastard, because I didn't get it until I read it. And that's pretty damn funny. Where Milky go? I can't know. It says, you know you got over your ass at the club while you don't even have money to get milk for your kids in the AM, hoping some dude would take you out so you can give the leftovers to your kids. That shit is funny.
Oh, that's bad.
That's bad.
You know, I know females that actually go out on dates and they'll order for their meal and the dude order for his meal and she'll order another meal and be like, oh, I'm taking that to go.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So she had you hitting two meals off of this dude.
What about females that go to a nice restaurant to eat and don't know how to act or don't feel comfortable sitting somewhere? I know this guy who likes girls like that.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow. Oh, boy. Are we throwing, like, you know, indirect?
You know a lot of the wrong niggas. What the fuck?
I do, don't I?
Yeah, you do. You need to stop fucking with them.
Yeah, word up.
That's how he likes
it. Who's that?
Oh, man, that shit was funny.
Yeah,
giving the kids leftovers and shit.
That's sad, but you know what? That's a real woman, because you got a lot of chicks that go out to eat and don't even give a fuck when they come home if their kids ate or not.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, but we talking about the chick that brings us...
Oh, I was on the other line. I had another call, so I didn't hear the beginning of it. I came in and...
I mean, I know. But, you know, read it again.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Read it again, son.
No.
Read what again?
Read what she sent you again.
No.
Oh, okay. Hey, yo, Milky.
What?
Here, listen. You know you ghetto when your ass is at the club while you don't even have money to get milk for your kids in the AM, hoping some dude will take you out so you can give the leftovers to your kids.
I don't think it's funny.
Yeah, that's just hilarious.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. It's sad. It's sad and it's tragic, but it's hilarious at the same time.
Okay.
And the reason why it's hilarious is because that shit actually happens.
Yeah.
Like, bitches out there is like, you know, they go out to club partying, drinking and all that, and they feeding off of dudes like, oh, I look good, so I'm getting drinks tonight. And then I'm going to talk this nigga into taking me out tonight after the club, and we're going to go to the diner, and I'm going to give my kids my leftover pancakes. Like, what part of the game is that?
Nigga said leftover.
Milky really doesn't feel that funny.
I don't think it's funny. I'm sorry. I just don't find the humor in that.
I mean,
have you ever done anything like that? Have you ever taken part in that?
I'm blessed that I never had to feel like I had to do anything like that. I'm a little bit fortunate than other people, but if a woman has to do that, then that means I guess she's doing what she got to do. Yeah, y'all don't give a fuck. Y'all think that shit is funny.
I'm saying, but how is your children going to get full off of some half-eaten, soggy pancakes?
All right, whatever.
No, you know what? You're right. It's not funny. But what you must understand is that what Shirley wrote this shit, like, talking about ghetto, like, you are ghetto. That is
I'm
saying, but
that's some ghetto shit. Like, she's not talking about life. Like, she's talking about ghetto shit.
It's all real till the end when she says to bring it home to your kids. Then that makes it funny. Like, it is sad and tragic, but that is true. But, yo, it is what it is. That shit is funny. When she said that shit, but now it's not funny.
She texted me. It's not that. She said it's the it's just for the fact that her ass shouldn't be out at the club, period. You should be at home with your children.
Mm-hmm.
What ghetto bitch leaves her children to go partying, wilding out, drinking, and all that, and then goes out with the dude and gets something to eat, and then brings her leftovers for her kids?
Mm-hmm.
Like, mommy shouldn't have went partying after the club anyway. She should have had her ass staying home, taking care of responsibilities.
That's right. That's right, girl.
That's right.
Mm-mm-mm.
That's real good. I'm sorry. I didn't think it was so funny. I guess I ruined it for you guys.
What?
You said what? You know you get it if you brush your teeth with baking soda.
You know you get it if you moan into the phone instead of just talking, like, so people can understand you.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, you are. Co-sign that shit early.
Early.
Don't co-sign. Don't do that.
Yeah, co-sign is no good, but in this case, it's all good.
Yeah, it is.
See?
Yo, I can't do this anymore.
You know you get a laugh, your belt breaks, so you got a plastic bag wrapped around your waist and tied in a knot.
Oh, you know you're ghetto when you get up in the morning and don't wipe your pussy down. That's just mad.
Damn. You said don't wipe your what down?
Your pussy down.
That's some straight nasty shit. Like, you know, bitches walking up smelling bacon bits in their pussy. Like, what's going on?
Like, just because you bathed the night before does not mean that that's okay.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. I know this one chick. She just, I took a shower yesterday, so I don't have to take a shower now. Last night you took a shower, so you can't wipe or like.
If you took a shower the night before, you don't necessarily have to shower in the morning. But as far as getting up, changing your panties, wiping your pussy down, drying it off, yeah, that's what you have to do. That's not okay.
You know you get it if you barbecue on your front porch.
What the fuck? You know you're ghetto if you post on Facebook every 10 minutes a new part, a Lil Wayne song, or On to the Next One by Jay-Z, or you recite random hip-hop artists or R&B songs. Come on, get the fuck out of this. It's your status. What is your status? And then again, another thing. I want to know what your status is every 2 minutes. Oh, my God, I don't want to take this test right now. Oh, my God, I think I'm going to fail.
10 seconds later, oh, I gotta go food shopping. I gotta go do this. I gotta do that.
Yeah.
10 seconds later, I gotta go get some anal cream because I have hemorrhoids and like, who cares?
Mm-hmm.
Who effing cares? Like, the status is like me. I put stupid shit like, yo, I gotta take a shit. I say shit just to make motherfuckers either say ill or laugh. Sometimes it don't even be the real shit. But you got people actually writing down their shit. Like, if I wanted to set you up, all I do is wait for you to put it on the post. Ah, going to the post office in Blackwood, New Jersey today. Well, bet. That's where she's going to be at. I'm a robber. Like, so you know what I mean? Motherfuckers are stupid.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that is what it is.
This girl needs to
you know
that. Yes.
You know you ghetto if your tire has been flat on your car, like, for a good 2 months now, and you still have a donut on it.
Uh-huh.
That's some ghetto shit. Change that tire before that shit blows, and then you're stuck riding
you know,
on a donut rim.
I need to know. What's a donut?
The donut is the spare tire that's in your trunk.
Is it really in there?
Yeah. It's either.
How will I know?
Gotta look and see.
Yeah, because if it's not in there, you're shit out of luck.
There's nothing in my trunk.
You gotta look underneath that little rug.
Under the rug.
Okay, I'm gonna lift it up.
There you go.
And then if there's not, I can get one and put it in there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would suggest you do that ASAP.
Well,
he's going to be rolling on flats.
I mean, with the car you have, you should have another rim. You know what I'm saying? A regular rim. Another regular
tire. Yeah, I have my I didn't put my rims on the car that I had because I don't want to fuck them up.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm the new driver. And I don't want to crack them or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll be on by June.
Okay, that's what's
looking
up.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
This baby is wilding out. What's going on?
You know you're ghetto if you wash your underwear in a bathtub.
That's not ghetto. That's sanitary.
Shit.
It is. Because let me explain something. If you change your panties 2 or 3 times a day, they're the size of what? Why you can't just rinse them out with while you're in the shower and hang them up?
Hmm.
They dry by the morning.
Mm-hmm.
How
all
dirty
right,
can
well,
they be? I watch my train my daughters, and I've been doing it since I was a kid, to wash my panties out when I bathe. That's just what it is.
Nice.
I can't
okay.
say that one.
I was wondering why you kind of went in.
Because that's clean. Panties don't belong in no laundry bin. Look how big they are. That's lazy. If you change your underwear, like I change my underwear like 3 times a day, maybe twice
damn.
A day, 3 times a day. So,
is that wouldn't be like, is that why? Because a lot of discharge in this?
No, it's just pussy. Like pussies will fuck up your underwear.
It's just pussy.
I mean,
okay.
Why not? Women are always supposed to smell good and be wonderful.
Mhm. Mhm. This is true.
At all times.
But they shouldn't smell like cottage cheese between the between their lips, their pussy lips.
Like I get into
it shouldn't smell like old taco meat, right?
No, like I get into arguments, debates with other women because we have the same discussion. Oh, they tell me I have OCD. I'm some fucking neat freak or something, clean freak, clean fanatic. It's not the case.
Mm-hmm.
I just like to smell good. I like that shit. I like to smell myself. I like that. And I feel like you should not, you never know. You just, you're like, oh, well, it depends on your discharge. I don't have a discharge. I don't. So, you know, I don't have the need for panty liners and shit like that. I guess I don't really give my panties a chance to need to use panty liners.
Mm.
a wok. No, you ghetto if your frying pan has no handle.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's not too good, man.
Straight pussy and fabric.
All right, straight pussy and fabric.
Yeah, nigga.
Word up. Yeah, tomorrow's show, nigga, we're going to be talking about sex like a motherfucker. 8 to 10.
Straight pussy and fabric. What is that?
That's you. That's just in between your legs.
Yeah.
A piece of cloth.
Mm-hmm.
Separates your your nani from your jeans.
Mm-hmm. How's it make you feel?
Somebody light the fuck up, man.
Huh? Yeah.
Somebody light up.
Mm-hmm. I'm eating food.
So what? I just finished eating fruit snacks.
Root neck?
Fruit snacks.
Root neck. And I have to go brush my teeth and floss again.
Mm. You do.
Yeah.
Hey, God.
Huh?
Hey,
God.
They died. They all died.
What?
I go to the fucking.
He died.
He died.
He died.
He died. They died. They all died.
They all died.
They all died. Oh, man. I met this girl the other day, man. She has some long ass finger toes. This bitch was looking through a yellow pages with her toes.
Oh, Jesus.
Long ass finger toes, man.
Oh, my goodness.
This bitch was smoking a bogey through her motherfucking toes and shit.
Mm-hmm.
A thumb toe and a pointer toe.
What on Sunday?
Hmm?
What are you doing on Sunday?
I'm actually going to church, which is...
I'm not talking to you.
Boricua. Oh, okay, my bad. A walk. A walk.
Oh, Jesus.
Chilling.
Hey, yo, sis, you talking to you, homie?
Chilling.
What does that mean? I hate that statement. I'm chilling. I don't get it.
If a guy walked up to you and, you obviously he wanted to talk to you, but he walked up to you and was like, what's up? How would you think that?
I'm not the most easily approachable person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really not. I'm not that approachable. People don't walk up to me and say things like that. Because usually I get them,
what if
they come at me sideways?
So would you consider?
No, because my thing is, I'll end up getting cursed out because, don't come at me with that street dialect. You don't come at me with what's up, what the fuck, what? Like, don't do that. That's just as bad as stopping your car while I'm walking on the sidewalk. And saying, can I talk to you for a minute? Like, do I look like a fucking prostitute? Certain things you just can't do. Like, I don't play them games.
Oh, shit.
I don't like that.
So, what would one have to say to get, some type of conversation? How you doing, miss? Can I talk to you for a second? Like, some shit like that?
I don't know. They got to really go sit in the corner and think for a minute and then then come at me. They got to really be very careful.
Yeah, motherfucker don't want to say the wrong thing.
Because what it is there's some women who are so insecure with themselves that all a man has to do is tell them that they look good and that's it. It's not that simple with me. I know I look good. I don't need nobody to validate me to tell me that, for me to know that.
Mm-hmm.
So
no old school yo, your legs must be tired because you was running through my mind all day. Mm-hmm. Nah, it doesn't work.
None of that. What's up, sexy? I mean, I hear all kinds of shit. What's up, sexy? Oh, wait, when I'm walking one way, they're walking the other way. They wait till I get, like, maybe 2 feet away from them. Yo, Ma, can I talk to you for a minute? Wait a minute. Like, what the fuck? Or we're walking the opposite direction, and they wait till they get right next to me, and then they want to, like, grab my arm so I can turn around, and then, like, I'm facing them. I'm like, get the fuck off me. I got to go. I don't have time. I got to go. And why are you assaulting me right now? This is battery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yo, Milky is shot the fuck out. That shit is real though. Like, brothers don't really know how to come at a woman. Like, a woman, they know how to come at a girl. Like, you can come out and say, "Yo, bitch," and she turn around. Where I know you from?
No, you know what I hate? When they're across the street.
Yo. Yo, brothers. Hey, yo, Ma, let me holler at you.
Hey, yo, Ma, let me holler at you. And do you know what I tell them?
What?
Excuse me? That's it. That's all I said. Excuse me? Are you fucking kidding right now?
Now, do you like to be bothered when you're eating?
What do you mean?
Like, say you're sitting there having a nice little meal on your 30-minute break or your hour break. You're chilling, you're enjoying your food, and somebody walks by like, yo, and, you know, they about to talk to you like, excuse me, sweetheart, can I sit down and, you know, rap with you for a little bit while you enjoy your meal?
Well, that happened to me one time, and there was these mints that they had at the bar I was at, and they make your mouth all white, and he was eating the fucking mint, and me and Tangela was just sitting there dying laughing at him while he was talking to me the whole time. I didn't want him to leave because I found it so funny to just sit there and laugh at him.
Yeah, he keeps that nigga as a test dummy.
Every time he came over, he was like, how y'all doing? You know, you are so pretty. Thank you. So then he puts the mint in his mouth. And me and Tangela, me and my girlfriends, we know about these mints because every time we eat them, we all clown each other.
Mm-hmm.
So Tangela kicks me underneath the table, and I look at him. I'm like, oh, shit, he eating a fucking mint.
He's hopping,
and it's those, like, chalky things. They're, like, they're mint, and then they're, like, chocolate on the inside. It's like a chocolate mint or some shit. And he's eating it, and he's talking. His tongue is all white, fucking white shit. That's the fucking crease of his mouth. And he's just sitting there, like, you know, and I do this for him. I work here, and I'm just like, this nigga is so fucking corny. But keep talking on this. It's so entertaining. Please, keep talking.
Hey, yo, Milky, be quiet. Bring your ass over here and make me some beef ribs or something. Make a nigga send me
some beef ribs. Hurry up.
My beef ribs are slamming.
What?
My beef ribs are slamming.
Not beef ribs.
Mm-hmm.
She said her beef ribs are slamming.
Yeah, she needs to come up off of them.
He knows that already. That's why they're mad.
Let me get that rib. I want to fill your rib. Call that chips.
What?
Dizzy. Yeah, I'm about to get off of this shit, dog.
Why? You don't take up all the fun with them dumbass joke, and then there's no more dumbass jokes that you think are so funny. Is I'm ready to go now.
They actually were funny. You're gonna have to excuse them. They were.
Mhm.
They were though.
They were though. That's the funny part.
They were.
Can't find a few of them. Was pretty funny. There was a few swinging misses, but.
Now she's going to argue about whether or not it was funny.
I'm not going to argue about it. I know they weren't funny. I'm going to argue about it.
Oh, boy.
I think I swore I heard you laughing at a couple of them.
Well, huh? She did. She sure did.
Yeah, she was.
That's why we're not going to entertain her, because we already know already whether it is and whether it
is. We're not going to entertain her.
No, we're not going to entertain the nonsense. Okay, then. Stop putting words in my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
You entertain so much other nonsense.
That's not what I'm talking about, though.
Did you miss me? No, you didn't miss me. You didn't miss me either, right? I know.
Who are you talking to?
Your brother.
Yeah, what? I don't know. What... Oh, yeah, I did.
Nah, boo. Come on.
Yeah. I mean, no, it's real shit, though. It's like, I didn't miss you, but hearing your voice, I'm like, oh, yo, what up? So it was more on that sense. Like, I didn't miss you, but when I heard you, I was like surprised. Like, oh, shit, what's up? Where the fuck you been at?
Yeah.
It's a difference if I didn't miss you and you came on and I was like, yeah, what's up? Anyway, yo, tonight's show's about. That's a lot different.
How Trenton and her baby?
I don't talk to that bitch anymore.
Another one bit the dust. Y'all brothers is horrible.
What happened? Who's you talking about?
That chick from Trenton. They used to call me all the time like she was a damn host.
He had a baby, right?
Yes, he did.
You don't talk to her anymore?
Nah.
Were you fucking her? Because usually when people stop talking, it's because they were fucking.
I actually wanted to, but nah, it ain't gonna go down. Because when that's like, she's one of those chicks that, you know, she had a picture, and I'm like, okay. And that's sort of recent, and I was like, oh, man, it's just like Beanie Siegel in the face.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
She sounds so cute, though.
Yeah, those be the ones.
Wow.
She's like Ziggy Marley's little brother in the face.
Really? You're lying. You're a liar.
Yeah. No, I'm just a little.
Wow. I'm glad I look like my photos, but I don't meet up with people anymore. I quit.
Mm-hmm. What are y'all doing tomorrow from 8 to 10?
What, at night?
Yeah.
What are you doing tomorrow from 8 to 10?
Who are you talking to?
You. What are y'all doing tomorrow from 8 to 10?
Oh, the show.
Well, if I feel like being bothered, maybe I'll call.
Mm-hmm. But tomorrow's going to be Tasty Thursdays.
What you need to understand, though, GQ, is people don't like me around.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
you might want to definitely talk to that person. Yeah. I don't know who it is, but, you know.
I don't belong this place. I don't belong that place. I talk too much. That's what it is. Well, who's
you? Yo, I thought that was you.
That's not me.
That nigga's sick, man.
Doing what?
Eating.
Chewing.
He's
probably eating cereal.
Yeah. Some Cocoa Puffs.
What are you eating? What are you eating?
Them shit fucked up my stomach, I think.
I told you, niggas should got that frost, that fucking cinnamon toast.
What are you eating?
True. Cheerios.
I know it was some type of cereal. All right.
Angry Bastard Radio is about to get out of here. Hit us up on Facebook at GEE space QEW. That's my Facebook. Or hit us up at Angry Bastard Radio on the Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll get a hold of us. You can see the whole camp. Yo, Milky, did you add me?
My computer's not even on. I haven't turned it on since I got home. I need to because I really know that all my stuff on my farm is probably finished.
Mm-hmm.
In Farmville.
Yo, you actually deal with that?
I'm serious.
Farmville
about
shit?
Cafe World, I'm serious about that shit.
Oh, wow.
I gave the password to, like, 3 people so they can log on and, like, take my shit off the stove for me when I'm
home. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, man, that's funny. That's hilarious.
And my whole squad is just as serious as I am.
Well, fucking serious. Like, man, I'll plant, like, some carrots or some shit. And like a month later, I'll come back and my whole crop be all burnt up and shit.
That's what happened to me with my pumpkins earlier today. I was so mad. I was really upset about that. Six is so rude. Like, he's the rudest.
I'm in the background minding my business. Why are you hating on me?
I'm not hating on you. What the fuck I'm going to hate on you for? I had you. What the fuck I'm going to hate on you for? Why hate on you?
Anyway.
Exactly. You know what that means?
That means
I win.
Yep.
Oh, shit.
That's what that means.
I don't feel like going for my job.
You gotta go work now?
Well, no, I'm off, but I gotta drop fucking paperwork off. That shit sucks. And I gotta drop it in tonight, so tomorrow morning when they walk in the office and shit, or I'm gonna get a write up slip. I don't understand that, so.
Well, can you drop it off now?
Yeah, that's what I'm about to do. You got the fucking phone.
Hang up,
so make sure y'all here tomorrow. Angry Bastard Radio. Yeah, if y'all want to continue, fucking go right ahead. Peace.
You gotta go to bed.
Good night, GQ.
Good night,